WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers. That's me. It's Scott Giese.
That's me.
It's you.
Yeah, you're...
That fella right over there.
You're on the radio and you're pointing.
Back from Florida. It's him. This guy.
I was here yesterday.
This guy.
Yeah. He's pointing
Did
at me.
Did we do
We're
a show yesterday?
Yeah, I was here yesterday.
Was I here yesterday?
Yes, you were
I'll
here.
I'll be a son of a gun. How'd that show go?
It went pretty well, I think. You know,
Hell, the McHenry drink hit the spot, I'll tell you that
right
now. Ooh, baby. Phone line is open this morning at 814-954-7266. That's what gets you into the big show today. 814-954-7266.
All right, we got a busy show.
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
Busy show. We've got some heavy issues to tackle. We're also going to lighten up.
A couple of them are over 600 pounds.
Okay.
Two of us together will be able to carry them, but my goodness.
That's pretty large.
These are heavy issues.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Also, we're going to lighten up for part of the show. Our friend, later this hour,
I'm trying. You just got to hit the treadmill a little more often, but lighten up, we're trying to do.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I know. Nobody ever wants to say anything, and yet they just keep letting it slip out.
Yeah.
You jerks.
Oops. Anyway, our friend Pearl Gluck is going to join us later this hour. Pearl's with the Center Film Festival, which is next week, bigger and better than ever. And Pearl is a professor, I guess, at Penn State. And so we're going to talk about the film festival. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to lighten things up a little bit. And I tell you, if you like movies at all, either, you know, a standard movie, you know, a two-hour movie, or if you like what are called movie shorts, which are very short, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes on something, next week is your week. And you don't have to go very far to enjoy some of this stuff. It's pretty cool. I mean, what they've done with this event is amazing. And so Pearl is going to join us later this hour into the next hour. And yes, we'll have heavy subjects, okay, sort of, to discuss. All right, so there we go. Anyway, all right, it is Election Day. It is a beautiful morning. You cannot use the weather as an excuse, like, oh, the sun is too bright, I can't go. No.
Hurts my eyes, man.
Yeah, don't do that, okay? Now, if you were listening yesterday, all right, hopefully you were.
We apologize.
Toward the end. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I mean, boy, that was a great show, wasn't it?
It was a great show.
That's what I meant.
Toward the end, we were talking weather with our friend Joe Bastardi from weatherbell.com.
Well, that part was good.
And if you missed it yesterday, he did say it out loud.
No, don't you repeat it. There could be kids sick home from school today. No four-letter words. Why, what are you doing?
Well,
you're getting me worked up.
S-N-O-W
no!
is a four... That is a four-letter word, isn't it?
I just am not ready.
Early next week.
I am not ready.
Early now. It won't. I mean, we're not talking get out the snow plows or something, but early.
10 feet of snow in the first storm. It's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of mankind.
No, nothing like that.
No.
But flying around in the air early next week, yeah. Now, it's funny, out my way, Scott here, I'm from Penns Valley. I've been their sports announcer like forever or something. The annual Powder Puff football game is, I wish it were this week. It's scheduled for next week. When it's probably going to be cold and it's going to have that white stuff kind of flying around in the air, which could make the Powder Puff game very interesting next week. I think it's too late to change the date. They should move it to this week, but I guess they can't do that. So stay tuned. That could be that could be a lot of fun. If we use some alliteration, you know what that is? Alliteration.
Well, I've been practicing. I'm learning how to
read. Weather word.
Make fun of us.
The weather word of the week is probably windy.
Windy.
Windy. This week is going to be breezy.
Oh, what if it's windy tomorrow? Then we'll have a windy Wednesday.
Okay, I've just set you
that
up.
That would be a wild windy Wednesday.
I just set you up for tomorrow.
A wonderfully wild.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop.
I've just set you up for tomorrow morning.
Yes, you.
24 hours in advance.
Beautifully done.
You're very welcome. All right, now again, it is election day. So if you haven't done the mail-in thing, get to about your polling place, assuming you're a registered voter. Polls are open till 8 o'clock tonight. This is not an off-year election. There are many important races.
Listen, I'm advocating for female in voting as well. I find that misogynistic that we only are doing the mail-in opportunities. I say female in voting. When do we want it? Now!
Yeah, get out there and chant with a big sign. Yeah,
that's right.
That's very helpful.
I'll just stand out in front saying, vote maybe.
Okay.
Just to confuse the hell out of everybody today.
Well, I tell you what. Now, I was thinking about this yesterday. So I'm driving around the neighborhood, and, of course, the yard signs are all over the place. Vote yes! Or vote no.
Yep.
And no vote maybe. I haven't seen that yet.
Maybe. I'm advocating the vote maybe.
Vote maybe.
Turn out the vote. Maybe.
Now the problem, here's the problem. All right. Now we've talked about this for weeks and weeks. There are three state Supreme Court judges who have retention elections today. And the idea is, do you want this person to serve another 10 years on the bench? In this case, the state Supreme Court. All three happen to be Democrats. And so a Republican PAC committee has been spending an awful lot of money sending out postcards. No, 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 no. You know, all this sort of stuff. And I've seen these yard signs. And the yard sign simply says, vote no judicial retention. And then there are some that say, vote yes judicial retention. And some cases, I've seen a few places where there's two, they're right next to each other.
Yep.
In the same yard. I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. Yes, no, wait a minute, huh? Hmm. Now, here's the thing. All right, now, I haven't gone to vote yet. I'll go after the show's over, my work's done, all that sort of stuff. There's more than three judicial retention election races on the ballot. All right, there's more than three. So, for instance, here where we live, all right, Center County, Katie Oliver is a local judge, Court of Common Pleas, and she has her retention election today because her 10-year term is coming to an end. And so the idea is, do you want Judge Oliver to continue another 10-year term, yes or no? And my thought is, some people probably, I'll say politely, not paying attention, they are going to go vote today, and they just have vote no judicial retention. Okay, all of them.
Yard.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yard sign wouldn't lie to me.
Oh,
gotta
no,
do what the
no.
yard sign says.
All right. I could see some people just voting either no, 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 or yes, 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 yes. All right. Now, these are independent races. All right, the three state Supreme Court justices, and they're not running together, so it's one, two, three. And then there's Judge Oliver, all right, and goodness, I don't have a ballot for him either. Could be more than that.
And it's actually amazing in this day and age that all three would remain independent. You'd think at least one or two would join either the Big Ten or the SEC, the ACC, but all three independent.
Okay, yes.
I'm surprised.
Okay. Where's that?
But boy, the NIL money flying around,
where,
huh?
Where is that?
Judges are getting in on the NIL money, baby.
Where is that medicated drink? It must be in the room somewhere. I just can't find it. So when you go to vote today, think a little bit. Now, I'm not telling you how to vote, folks. You figure that out on your own. But I want to see the results tonight. I mean, so much money has been spent on this state Supreme Court race or races.
I say the voters shouldn't have to think until the politicians start thinking, Gazy.
Oh, then we're dead.
that's my strong
position. Then we're totally.
That's your hot take for an election Tuesday.
Toast with a big smash of schmear on top of it. Right, we're totally done. So when you go to vote today, be discerning with each race. They're not all lumped together. Okay, just a gentle thought from your friend here. Yesterday, on our website, 987thefox.info, we did post the interview that you did with John Ziegler on Friday regarding the Jerry Sandusky case. And at least on X Twitter, all right, remember on X Twitter, we are Let's Talk 987 Fox. Let's Talk 987 Fox. We got a lot of action yesterday after we posted that interview. John Ziegler kind of reposted it, I guess, to all of his followers or people that, you know, read his stuff. And man, oh man, did we get a lot of reposts and quotes and reactions and so on. John Ziegler, you don't do X Twitter. You don't.
I need to.
You don't do that.
Right. I mean,
John Ziegler said the interview he did with you on Friday maybe is the best he's ever done. And I'm thinking, wow, because it's not like, you know, he has his own podcast. He does some other writing and stuff like that. Just lots and lots of accolades about Friday's interview. You don't know about any of this stuff, do you? Because you don't follow this stuff on there.
I don't. It's probably just as well. It would go to my head.
Yeah, you might not fit in the room. All right, but we even got an email. Did you read that email from the listener? Right there. I gave you a printout right there.
I saw that, yeah.
We got an email from a listener yesterday.
Is this the one that you sent me yesterday?
Yeah.
I did read through it
okay,
this morning.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. The listener had a couple of questions on there. Did you want to answer those? Because they're aimed at you, not me.
Probably more so off-air.
Oh, off-air. Ooh, okay. Ooh, all right. Let's move on. All right. But if you want to listen to that interview, it's on our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page. It's pretty much, not exactly, but at the top of the page. And just click on the link, and you can listen. And there we go. Because John really liked the interview, apparently, on Friday. So, very interesting stuff.
Well, it one of the challenges with this case is there is just so much information. And when you look at the work that John in particular has done, but Frank Parlato and others as well, getting your hands around all of it is really challenging. And as I've been saying, I get why a lot of people, even those in this area, and the overwhelming majority of us in this area were impacted in some way, shape, or form, whether you know it or not, with the scandal, the way it was handled, the way the area was and still is perceived, and all of that. But again, it is hours upon hours, and it's, I think, worth the listen, but I certainly understand, hey, I'm busy with my own family. What do I care about this Sandusky fellow? I never met him. I don't work at Penn State or whatever the case may be. I get it. Not everybody's going to be invested in this. And so I do think every now and then it is good to try to provide at least a shorter synopsis of, hey, this is why many of us, I really can't think of anybody. If somebody knows of an individual who has, like, really delved into this case outside of the prosecution team, somebody that has independently delved into this and is like, oh no, man, he's definitely guilty. I really am all ears. I would like to. I am open to reading and looking at any and all information here. It just is amazing to me that John Ziegler, and again, Ziegler wasn't in this to what piqued his initial interest wasn't, man, I've got to go save this Sandusky fellow and prove to people he's innocent. John assumed that he was guilty. Again, I've owned up when I read the grand jury report. I thought Jerry Sandusky was guilty. I honest to God, didn't know you could just make crap up in a grand jury report. I just was not familiar enough with the grand jury process and the old, you can indict a ham sandwich, should have been the tip-off. I get it, but I actually thought when I'm reading through that and it says Mike McQuarrie saw a boy being anally penetrated, it's like, oh my God, well, that is awful, and I don't know why anybody would make that up. And yet somebody did make it up. Now, nobody made up the eyewitness account. In other words, Mike McQuarrie didn't say that. But somehow, and we still don't really know how, that ended up in the grand jury report, and the majority of folks out there, I'm just telling you, I instinctively know that is still why, to this day, they believe Jerry Sandusky has to be guilty. Well, why would an assistant coach making up? Well, the assistant coach never made it up. It was the prosecutors that made it up. What Mike McQuarrie actually said is he heard some slapping sounds. What? In a locker room? Yep, just like you hear just about every day in every locker room across the country. And that is what then got, I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. It got lied about in the grand jury presentment. And so then you start going through, again, as listen to the interview Friday, there's a bunch of other things that just, they don't add up. And when you have the folks that have, again, taken the time, hey, I really want to look into this, from the professor out in California to Frank Parlato to John Ziegler to John Snedden to all of these people that it's like, yeah, let me take the time and really delve into this. And a couple of them went into it with the idea, all right, I'm going to prove these lunatics wrong, these nut jobs that think Jerry Sandusky is innocent. And then they look into it, and they're like, oh, son of a gun. Nothing that the prosecution said here makes sense. And, yeah, you know what? Lo and behold, yeah, everybody that really looks into this comes to the same conclusion. That ought to be enough for sane people to say to themselves, self, there might be a little more here than what the initial media mob was leading us to believe.
All right. One interesting thing from that interview Friday, John Ziegler and Frank Parlato are not friends. I mean, John had some harsh things to say about Parlato.
Yes.
Ooh. Just like, whoa, I heard that. I'm like, whoa, okay, I wasn't expecting that. Yikes. Again, if you want to listen to it, 987thefox.info, Let's Talk Interviews page. It's near the top right now, near the top of the page, and you can check it out for yourself. All right, there we go. All right, some people are still complaining about the White House renovation down in Washington, all right? Trump and friends have torn down the east wing of the White House, which has still horrified some people. And they're still complaining. They're going to build a big ballroom in that space because, again, this is the White House. This is like the most important residence on the planet. Foreign dignitaries visit and so on. And if they have a nice dinner for them, what we had previously, I'm surprised that it was allowed to go that long. So, in other words, all right, here's the background. In the East Wing, the largest room they had in the East Wing was called the East Room. The East Room could seat 120 people. Now, before you think, well, that's a lot of people, it's really not. And this hit me last week when I was on vacation with my family. I was down in Orlando. We were having a good time. And so we went to Disney because we all like Disney. And one particular day, we have a meal. We have dinner. And so we make a reservation because you're supposed to do that at a certain restaurant. in one of the parks. And so we arrive and we go inside. And we, as I'm walking around this, the first time I've ever been in this particular restaurant. I've been to Disney World several times. Never been in this one. And I'm walking around like, wow, this place is bigger than I thought it was. Okay. And I pass a sign on the wall, which I guess is a legal thing. It says that the seating capacity for this particular restaurant was 222. So this one restaurant at Disney World, if they filled it up, could seat 222 people. This is one restaurant at Disney World. And I'm thinking, okay, the East Room was the biggest room they had at the White House. It could only seat 120? Folks, that's almost embarrassing. So I can understand why Trump and friends want to put in a big ballroom at their expense that would seat hundreds for, again, foreign dignitaries. They have state dinners, you know, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff. Okay, I get it. If a restaurant at Disney World can seat 222 and the best the White House can do is 120, do you see why maybe the idea of a big ballroom in that space is a good idea?
I think I see where we're going.
Where?
Where are they going to put the roller coaster in the White House?
Well, I don't know if
I mean, if Disney can have a roller coaster, you're telling me the White House can't have a roller coaster? Come on, Gezi!
That would be a push. no. All right. Can we just stop the complaining about the ballroom?
Oh, no. Again, no, we cannot.
Now, again, if
have
were,
you met the American citizens? Heck no, we're not going to stop complaining about anything and everything.
If there were taxpayer dollars involved, maybe. Okay, I get it. But again, this is supposed to be totally privately funded. Great. Wonderful. It means you and I aren't footing the bill for this thing. And again, you can love Trump, hate Trump. That's up on you. The guy's a real estate developer. He knows a little bit about real estate developing, building buildings and stuff like that. So just enough with the East Room. That, if anything, it should have happened years ago. That they built a new facility there. There were times apparently where the East Room wasn't big enough, so they would have to go outside on the lawn and put up a big tent and hope the rain weather cooperated that particular day, so that they could have gatherings of several hundred people. You had to go outside under a tent. Yeah, that's the no. Enough of the complaining about the ballroom, all right? Just give me a break. Come on. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back. We have lots of sportsy stuff. Oh, yes, we have that. Again, our friend Pearl Gluck from the Center Film Festival is going to join us. We're going to lighten up. And then later on next hour, we'll get back to the heavy stuff. I've got some thoughts about SNAP, all right? The SNAP benefits, and somebody listening to my voice, you're getting SNAP benefits. I just started thinking about this yesterday, made some notes. We'll share it later.
I have some thoughts on Crackle and Pop. So you handle the SNAP. I'll handle the Crackle and Pop.
Perfect.
It is going to be a terrific Tuesday morning, and it rolls your way after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you as we roll on this Election Day edition of The Big Show. Penn State's interim head football coach Terry Smith meeting with the media yesterday. Penn State will work to try to continue to figure some things out on defense. Said part of the reason there wasn't as much pressure as what they were hoping for against the Buckeyes is the different defense that they're running and the gap assignments this year. Last year was more of the upfield vertical push emphasis. And he also talked about the passing game for the Nittany Lions and said they will continue to work to try to get the ball downfield a little more. Feels like Ethan Gruckmeyer is getting more comfortable with the offense. The first college football playoff rankings will be released tonight. Folks, I don't have a good feeling that Penn State's going to be in the top 12 here. I don't have a good feeling about it.
No.
My understanding is never in the history of the college football playoffs has a team with a five-game losing streak been in the top 12, oddly enough. So a chance to make history if Penn State does work its way into the top 12 tonight. It'd be the first time ever.
What's the betting line on that?
I think 80 gazillion.
Gazillion to one?
To one.
Yeah, okay.
Remember when we were ranked number two?
Yeah, I remember. Penn State was ranked number two.
It was fun. That's when it was we. Now it's, what are they doing?
Well,
it was we when we were number two.
Yeah.
Now they are on a five-game losing streak. They got to get it figured out. Penn State and Indiana, 12 noon kickoff on Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Again, this will be the first Beaver Stadium game for the Nittany Lions since the firing of James Franklin. Penn State men's basketball team going on a 16-2 run over the final 3 minutes and 28 seconds and pulling off the 76-68 win over Fairfield last night in the season opener at the Jordan Center. Penn State did not get off to a great start, but Penn State's own defense giving Fairfield fits down the stretch. And Melly Tunja came off the bench, led the Nittany Lions with 19 points. Kyle Bingo, I think, is going to be very, very special. Is special, is going to become more special. He had 15 points. That dude is something. He's going to be fun to watch. Tibor Mirotić also grabbed 11 rebounds to go with 6 points. Penn State, they very early going. They've got to put some things together, but I think some good grit shown last night. Listening to Mike Rhodes in the post-game interview, he liked the way, even when things weren't going well, it's like nobody was panicking. It's like, all right, let's just keep working through it. It's going to be a work in progress. You have a lot of new faces, some from other countries, so it's going to take a little while to get it really figured out. It was really interesting. I did not go to the game last night, so I'm listening to it. And sometimes I think that's a better way to go in terms of getting some insight. And Steve Jones and Dick Girardi obviously do a great job with the broadcast. I think you're going to see some things change and evolve in terms of the lineup and the combinations that they're using, and I think they saw some things last night that will be the reason for some adjustments moving forward. But this team may have a little something before it's all said and done. They have some talent, and they have some guys that I think will develop into the type of role players that they need to have to be successful in the Big Ten this season. Nittany Lions will be back in action on Saturday afternoon. That'll be at the University of New Haven in a 1 o'clock tip-off. The Lady Lions opened up with an 83-55 win over Bucknell at Rec Hall last night. Kiyomi McMiller had 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals for Penn State. Gracie Merkel, 11 of 13 from the floor. She finished with 24 points. And so Penn State gets both teams in the win column on opening night. The Lady Lions will be back in action against Cincinnati on Friday night. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off at Rec Hall. The PIAA State Girls Volleyball Tournament gets underway tonight across the state. First round games in all of the divisions will be held this evening. Both State College and Bald Eagle area will open up at home. State High will host Pine Richland in the Quad A tournament at 6 o'clock. That'll be at the State High North Gym. Bald Eagle area will entertain Hopewell in the Double A tournament. That match will also get underway at 6 in Wingate this evening. The winners of tonight's matches will advance to the PIAA State quarterfinals, which will be coming up here on Saturday. The Atlantic Hockey America honors have been announced for October, and your undefeated Penn State women's hockey team has swept the honors. They're all good. Four monthly awards go to Penn State. Tessa Janicki is the forward of the month. Danica Maynard is the defenseman of the month. Katie Deesa is the goaltender of the month. And the Nittany Lions' Matilda Fanton is the freshman of the month. Penn State off to a 12-0 start this season. The Nittany Lions will remain undefeated through the upcoming weekend. Very confident about that. That's because they don't play.
How about
this
that?
Coming weekend? Penn State will be back in action against Syracuse, hosting the Orange at Pagola Ice Arena on Friday, November 14th. It's also the same day that Penn State wrestling team opens up its season.
Oh, yes.
At the Bryce Jordan Center.
Ooh.
Countdown is underway. Pittsburgh Penguins jumped out a terrific opening couple of periods last night. 3-0 lead after two periods in Toronto. Job well done by Pittsburgh. The Philadelphia Flyers
There was a third period.
But the first two periods, you win two of the three periods. That's how you determine who the better team is. Penguins dominated two of the first three periods. Outshot the Maple Leafs at amazing 25-8.
Just they did.
In cruise control.
But then the third period.
Do we have to talk about it?
Yeah, if you're going to be official, you have to.
Maple Leafs stormed back with four unanswered goals in the third, and they won it 4-3. That was frustrating. I was feeling so good after the first two periods. I'm flipping back and forth a little bit with the football, but I'm mostly dialed in there on the Penguins. And, man, honestly, those first two periods were just so fun. Just so fun. And then the Maple Leafs scored, and it's like, uh-oh, this could end up being a game. They score again. It's, all right, now you got to regroup here, boy. And they score again. It's, oh, man, it was 3-3 before you felt like they even really settled in the third period. And, the Maple Leafs go on and win the doggone thing 4-3. Penguins, again, outshot Toronto 25-8 through the first two periods. And then Toronto outshot Pittsburgh 12-11 in the third. Penguins have now lost back-to-back games and are 8-4-2 on the season. Doggone it.
Last year's defense showed up in the third period. Yeah,
it was...
It was bad. Move on.
The Philadelphia Flyers will be back in action tonight. They visit the Montreal Canadiens. That'll be a 7 o'clock face-off. Also in the NBA, the 76ers will visit the Chicago Bulls tonight at 8 p.m. I'm sorry. I just cannot get into NBA. No. But I know we do have some NBA fans out there. And if somebody's got to win the NBA, might as well be the 76ers. Might as well have a Pennsylvania team do it. Last night in the NFL, to help me get over my Penguins collapse in the third period, the Arizona Cardinals decided to show up strong. And I loved every second of it.
I bet you did.
It was a beautiful night as the Cardinals defeated the Dallas Cowboys, 27-17. How about them Cowboys? I do like it when the Cowboys lose. There's just something about a Notre Dame or a Dallas Cowboys loss that does the heart good. Cardinals victory snapping a 5-game losing streak. So you're saying the Dallas Cowboys lost to a team that had lost 5 in a row, and they lost at home?
All right.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty. Jacoby Brissett led the way, throwing for 261 yards and 2 scores. Marvin Harrison Jr. He's from Ohio State, you know. He had a career-high 7 receptions for 96 yards and a touchdown. And did I mention the Cardinals won the game? They beat the Cowboys 27-17. So it was like Dallas facing this team that had lost 5 in a row at home and losing by 10 points. Just a little something to make you feel good as you go about your morning work here on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And then my mind wanders back to the Penguins game in that third period.
Sorry.
God-awful third period. So fun, those first two periods. Also, a couple of college football notes. Alabama defensive back, he's a reserve defensive back, Dre Kirkpatrick Jr., has been suspended from the team indefinitely. This after his arrest over the weekend on 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of attempting to elude and speeding. He was released from the Tuscaloosa County Jail on $1,500 bond. His dad also had played at Alabama. Kirkpatrick is a sophomore on the team. And again, has seen limited action this season. 8 tackles, 1 for a loss. He does have a pass defense and a forced fumble on the season as well. 4th-ranked Alabama will host LSU. And Brian No Brian Kelly on the sidelines for LSU. Boy, it has been a brutal year for many in the college coaching profession. Also, Purdue running back Devin Mockaby is going to miss the rest of the season. He underwent ankle surgery late last week, according to head coach Barry Odom. And again, he will miss the rest of the season. And again, college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Expected that Ohio State and Indiana will be 1 and 2, and that Oregon, they're 6th in both the AP and the coaches poll, the other Big Ten team that will be in there for now. The question is, if you presume those three will get there and still work to do, really, for all three teams. But assuming those are in, does the Big Ten get a 4th team? Can Michigan beat Ohio State again and run the table before the game and sneak in there? Could USC run the table and work its way into a top 12 finish? Could Iowa run the table and work its way in to a top 12 finish?
No.
We shall see.
No.
We shall see.
Not that last one. No.
You don't believe in the Hawkeyes?
Well, Penn State should have beaten them, but that's an old news. Anyway, so there we go.
Well, we're going to find out a little something about those Hawkeyes. They have a big game at Kinnick Stadium coming up here on Saturday. That'll be a late afternoon game. So after you watch the stunning Penn State upset of Indiana, I'm trying to talk myself into it.
Yes.
You can watch Oregon at Iowa. And if Iowa is going to make a playoff run, it would start with a big win over those Ducks at home.
Hmm.
But I'm with you. Iowa, so they have Oregon, then they have a game at USC, which even if Iowa beats Oregon, that'll be a de facto elimination game between the Hawkeyes and the Trojans if Iowa isn't eliminated this Saturday. But then they have a favorable schedule from there on out. But 2 big games coming up for those Hawkeyes.
Right.
We will talk much more about the college football playoff scenario, Penn State football. We'll talk about that remarkable World Series all on the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon. That'll be from 2 to 4 o'clock at Quaker Steak and Lube. And look forward to a lot of different things that we will discuss on today's show. That will follow the Dan Patrick Show, which follows our program coming up here at 10 o'clock. Joe Ladnoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network rolls your way from noon to two. Lots of college football and NFL discussion undoubtedly there today as well. And again, Jed Donahue working his way back, but we'll have Fox Sports, I think, for the rest of this week at the very least, again, from 4 to 6. Here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. And that's a little something we like to call sports.
All right. One quick thing before we take a break.
Yeah.
I wish I had been at that basketball game last night. I was doing other stuff. Both teams, the men and the women, they're like all new teams. They're like all new. So, first off, there's name pronunciations, which is always a lot of fun.
Part of why I was listening to the game last night.
Especially the players from Europe, like the men, you know, the players are like, how do you pronounce that guy's name? Now, again, it was on TV, but it was on Big Plus, which is the Big Ten streaming service. I'm sorry, I don't get that. No.
Yeah.
Not doing that. All right, not doing that. So as I'm doing things last night, I'm kind of following along. And, yes, Fairfield scores the first 12 points of the game.
Not a good start.
And then they go up 15-2, and we're like, oh, my gosh. It's like, whoa. And then late in the game, Fairfield still winning. But then Penn State scored the last 11 points of the game last night.
Yeah, when they switched to the zone, it caused all kinds of problems for Fairfield, and the Nittany Lions took advantage. Again, the final 3.5 minutes that Penn State just completely dominated.
Just buried them, yeah. So it's interesting. In the beginning, oh my gosh, the end, yay!
Yeah.
This team has a long way to go. Long way to go.
Yeah.
I can say the same thing for the women. Long way to go.
Yeah, but there is some talent there, like some big-time talent on that Penn State roster. And I think as they, again, it's going to be very much a work in progress. Like it's going to take a while to get a feel for each other, for the game. I think even just the pace of play, college basketball is just a little different. And they were talking last night in the post game, and it's like, yeah, it's different. The players are saying, yeah, this is, we got to, get adjusted to it. But there's definitely some potential there. Now, I think they're going to have some problems in the Big Ten when it comes to the rebounding component. That is going to be an area that they are going to have to work their tails off to get better at before conference play begins. I think is likely an Achilles heel this season for this Penn State team. But they've got some fun players to watch. And again, they're going to go through some growing pains. This isn't going to be a thing of beauty just all the way through. But you can see some big-time reasons for optimism down the road here. Mike Rhodes is putting together a team that is going to play the style of basketball he wants to play. And again, it's going to take a little while to get there. But listening to Mike last night, I think he likes the potential of this team. Now, Joe Paterno and many others, your potential got me fired. So it's a matter of realizing that potential. But this team has some potential to do some good things. And they seem to, again, listening to Mike Rhodes, they are a very coachable team. That they are understanding the concepts, doing what they need to do to put them into practice. And again, it's going to be a learning experience. They're going to go through and learn some things from each game. No doubt they learned some things early on, but they were quickly able to apply some of those lessons down the stretch last night. And yeah, it's going to be an up and down type of season, I think, for the men, but they have some talent. That's the good news.
Now, for those of you on social media, don't do that. I mean, I'm following it on X Twitter, and they fall behind 15-2, and a bunch of folks are bailing at that point.
We're out.
They're bailing at that
point. Forget about it.
Now, I did not follow up with those same people after the game. All right? You don't bail after the first few minutes of a game. You just don't. Some people, oh, I love it. I don't know. Maybe it's the football effect. Oh, I love it. And by the end of the game, hey, they win by 8.
You're not going to believe this, but there were some Steelers fans that were not enamored with the first quarter of Sunday's game with the Colts. There were a couple of fans that, reading between the lines, I think they were disgruntled, to be honest. Yeah. They were not the least bit gruntled. And as the game went on, they became more gruntled.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to get rid of our gruntled. We're going to save our gruntled maybe for later next hour.
All right.
When we come back, we're going to have some fun for a bit. We're going to talk about movies.
All right.
Not just any movies. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk on a Tuesday morning. Sun is shining brightly. We got that going for us. Well, a little impromptu, open phone time here.
All right, our guest is a little late. That's okay.
Absolutely.
Not
fine.
A big deal. We'll hopefully have Pearl Gluck here from the Center Film Festival joining us just a little bit. All right, a little delayed, not a big deal. Let me go back to sports a little bit here real quick. I had this note. I just wonder how many Penn State football fans have moved on?
Right. I think most.
So, in other words,
to be honest,
there are four games left, two home, two away. How many Penn State fans have just moved on? Football fans have moved on. They moved on to Penn State hockey. All right, both hockey teams are doing great right now. They're waiting, of course, for Penn State wrestling, all right, which starts next week.
Yep, a week from Friday.
We figure those guys are going to be decent, all right? They're going to be pretty good. Yeah, okay, I'm joking there slightly. Basketball started last night. Both Penn State teams won. That's great. We mentioned a few minutes ago, yeah, this could be up and down. Because, again, both teams are just, they're brand new. This whole portal thing and the whole deal, this is new stuff.
And to that end, I really hadn't given it much thought until you said yesterday, I just haven't really been even thinking about the postseason for Penn State football. But if, and that's a big if they even have the opportunity, if they get to 6-6, I'm not sure really why you would accept the bowl bid. Normally you would say, well, at least you can get some extra practice. The problem is you don't know how many of these players – first of all, you don't know how many of these players would opt out, the seniors. And you're like, well, that's all right. That's a great opportunity for these younger guys to get work. Well, are you getting younger guys work so that they become better for whoever they play for next year, not here? I don't know. With as much uncertainty as is around the program and as much work as there is going to be to do on the recruiting front, I just don't know that it makes any sense to go to a bowl game. I don't think it helps. It's not a reward for this year's team. This year's team came in with the aspiration of winning a national title. Going to the Pinstripe Bowl, no disrespect to the Pinstripe Bowl or any other bowl, it's not. That's not a reward. That they're not going to view that as, boy, that is we're getting rewarded for our hard work. And again, I don't think it does anything to lay the groundwork in any way, shape, or form for next season. I just don't. So, to me, what does become tricky here is, okay, so let's just say they do go 6-6 and they say, yeah, you know what, never mind, we're not going to do the bowl game. Fine. If they end up getting a coach that is, and this is tricky, if you listen to Goon last night on the Penn State Players Show, he and Landon Tangwall were talking. They are in a really tough spot here if they are going after, let's say it is Brian Hartline, which seems to be one of the hotter names at the moment. Well, if Ohio State gets all the way to the championship game and you presume, and Goon is presuming, and I think I would as well, that Brian Hartline is going to tell Penn State, yes, if that gets worked out, if it is a yes, but I got to wait until after. Well, you can't unless you're just throwing next year away if you're Penn State, because you're not going to be able to get the timing of this thing is awful.
Yes.
From Penn State's perspective. Mm-hmm. And so part of the problem is if you don't do the bowl game, you're going to have potentially a month and a half to 2 months where the entire program is just in limbo.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, we have no direction. We don't know which players are staying. You may know some that are leaving, but you don't know which coaches, if any, on the current staff. the recruiting process, I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know how you go about trying to get anybody to transfer in. Yeah, come transfer in. We don't know who your coach is. We don't know what the direction of the program is. We don't know if any of us will be here. But yeah, come on in. How's that sound? I think it's going to be pretty tough sell.
That's insane.
So, I don't know.
We'll the next 14 months.
Yes.
14 months. Are going to be really rough.
A big time challenge.
Really rough.
And you've got to come out of that 14 months feeling really good somehow about the future, or this is going to all be for naught.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, the one good thing, if you will, is the portal. Now, the portal can go both ways. It's a two-edged, you know, sword, if you will.
But even there, if let's just say it is Brian Hartline we've targeted and we feel good about, and but he does say, I got to go through this. If Ohio State goes out and wins the national title or gets to the title game, your portal opportunities for that window are going to be gone.
That one,
like,
yeah.
That's going to be the prime portal window. Now, can you get some guys? Yes. I don't think I've seen there's been a little bit of debate, too. And again, we're getting ahead of our skis. I get it. But man, what else are you going to talk about right now if you're a Penn State fan? But if it is Hartline, like, I don't think you're going to get this mass influx of current Ohio State players saying, yes, I want to follow Brian Hartline to Penn State. You may get a couple, maybe. But, I mean, Ohio State is rolling. And yes, Brian Hartline is part of why they are there, but it is Ryan Day, that entire staff, everything's in place. If you bring, like you saw with Cignetti, I mean, they brought a bunch of James Madison players to Indiana. You see that with some of these moves. I just don't think a coordinator moving to an in-conference job that right now is a clearly inferior program. I mean, there's no way you can argue at the moment that Penn State is a better overall program than Ohio State. I don't know that you can argue any program in the country is a better program than Ohio State. And so you're just not going to get the mass influx of from the previous school if it is a coordinator. And I'm not arguing that it shouldn't be a coordinator. I'm just presenting a reality there. So I think it is going to be tougher. That is a tougher road to go in terms of attracting talent from other programs, because I don't think you're going to get many with the coach from the program he's coming from.
Yeah. A lot of questions. All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is here. We're going to talk some movies and lighten up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have some deep, deep material.
Oh.
Late in the next hour. Oh, you don't want to miss this. Maybe. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there, stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up in the final couple of segments of today's big show.
All right, let's lighten up, have some fun. We're going to talk about movies, although this is crazy. Holy moly. The Center Film Festival is next week, and our friend Pearl Gluck joins us.
Good morning.
You found
Good
us.
Morning.
Good. Yeah, I found you.
Or you refound us or something
crazy.
Like that. All right.
I could bring 110 films to Center Film Festival, but I can't find your building.
Okay.
You found it.
Holy.
You're well hidden.
We are well hidden.
Pearl, this is getting amazing. All right.
Now, it's crazy.
You brought us in. There was a program, all right, like a physical.
Yeah, it's physical, and it's all over town. We're trying to get it to everywhere, but people can always write us and be like, "Hey, I want one of those programs," or just come to one of the films. They'll be there.
This 120-page program.
That's right.
What is this film festival? Holy smokes, this is gigantic now.
This is
crazy.
What?
No, go
yeah, you were about
I
to
have,
say.
No, I have a follow-up question.
I bet you do. I think the bottom line is we're trying to give people the experience of what it is when you have Fest Week in town. We know Arts Fest, and we want to give people that experience with films. So at any given time, if you're like, I want to catch a movie, I want to know what's trending, I want to know what's interesting, or I'm interested in something specific, they could just open this program and be like, oh, good, yeah, no, I am free at 11:30 a.m. I'd love to get a cup of coffee, go to the UEC and watch a film. Or, you know, I'll do my lunch and movie thing over at the Foster on campus. So that's what we're doing this time. It's the first year that we have gone all in. So that if you ever go to like the Toronto Film Festival or Sundance or South by Southwest or anything like that, it's a very similar experience, and we can do that here, and this is what this experience is. So I just say take advantage of it. Even if you see one movie, just because there's 120,
yep,
you have officially fested.
You have a chance to fest.
Exactly.
You gotta fest.
You gotta fest. And you can bring the kids. We have a lot of kid-friendly stuff. Some that we say are kid-friendly because it's like 100%. Kid-friendly, or at least it's New York Children's International Film Festival approved or whatever. But then there's some you make your own choice, you know, whatever it is you want your kids to know about or experience or stories you want them to hear or see, bring them.
Now, this is cool because it brings in all kinds of talent from all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to focus a little bit on what we have to offer right here in this area.
That's right.
I do think it is truly amazing. We talk about this every now and then, obviously with the athletic community. Certainly, I think we are seeing it with the music community locally. We have some remarkably talented musicians.
Agreed.
But I think under the radar, mm-hmm, is some amazing talent we have, and that Penn State has produced that has gone on and had wild success,
yeah,
beyond Happy Valley here. But I do think maybe a little underappreciated is how remarkable the film making talent is right here in Center County.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I agree with you. And this year is the first year we've had so many Made in PA films. It's incredible.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And this is something, has this been purposely cultivated over time?
It has, actually. I swear I didn't give you that question to ask me, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, it is remarkable to see the growth, and I mean, Pittsburgh has actually become a very popular place for movies to be filmed.
Well, a lot of it has to do with understanding what film can do for a community, like filmmaking, and I agree with you, there is the talent here, and now with Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and the Sports and Entertainment Alliance there at Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we have this kind of mission to make sure that people understand what it does. So, for example, if you have, you know, a carpentry business, if you're a seamstress, if you're somebody who is a trucker or anything along those lines, we need those industries in order to make film successful on a bigger scale in your area. That's what Pittsburgh figured out. And it's pretty amazing what's going on there. Sometimes it starts with something like a festival because you watch the stuff and slowly you're like, wait, we can do this and we are doing this. And so we have a whole Made in PA section that's completely focused on that. Plus more and more people are staying here. I have, even now that I've been here more than a decade, like I actually have students that have chosen to stay here and work here. People that met at the festival who are now working together, like Spark Pixel, for example, they have a couple people that they've met through the festival. And they work here. Brian Conyers, who put together our teaser, which you could see on our website, it's amazing. He has a company here and works here. So we're engaging filmmakers more and more. And as you know, because I've worked with your kid, you know, I'm a filmmaker, and I know how important it can be to have an infrastructure. So we're working on that a lot. And actually, our closing night ceremony really focuses on that. We're bringing Senator Camara Bartolotta to come and accept the first ever Keystone Visionary Award, because her focus is workforce development, which is literally what we're talking about. Film is fun. I want to talk about film, and film is fun. But it's also work, and one of the things I also tell my students is, look, let's talk about the creative for sure, but let's talk about how that feeds into you putting food on your table. And I think as a town and as an area, Central Pennsylvania, or even just the county, that's what we need to be thinking about, is how do we use this festival, which of course is fun for end users, come watch movies, eat popcorn, but it's also an industry piece. Like, you know, people get picked up at festivals, and we're sort of trying to cultivate that and bring that over, make this a destination, and also start educating people. This is what it takes to make movies here.
And honestly, just outside looking in, it feels like this area, if you are looking to make a film of just about any kind, like downtown now is starting to get more of a big city feel. So if you're like, we need an urban feel, well, you have some taller buildings. I think you can at least get that effect. But my God, the valleys, the farmland, I mean, the opportunities here for some really beautiful settings for movies.
100%.
Has got to be as good as anywhere.
Yeah, and that's a filmmaker. When they do come here, other filmmakers come here from other places, they notice that here, and then that gives filmmakers here an opportunity to talk to other filmmakers. Yeah. And I think also when we're bringing in, like if you look at the Meet the Guest section, if we're bringing them in, they're meeting our students. And if they're meeting our students, there's opportunity for networking and then bringing them back here to make films. And actually, there's a film called Don't Be Late, Myra, which I didn't think had any connection at all to Pennsylvania. And it turns out she wrote me. We invited her to come with her film. And that's on Saturday at the Roland. And she's like, oh, I love Phillipsburg. We've shot our previous film there. So I'm telling you, it's happening. Like, it blew my mind. And then someone else interviewed me the other day for a story, and then she said, I went to opening night last year, and I cried all night afterwards. I was so connected to that film. So it's beginning to happen. Like, people are beginning to see what they can do with this platform, the film festival. Like I said, come, watch movies, chill out, go home. 100%. That's what we want. We want to engage with an audience. We're not making films not to engage with people. And they can either change you or just entertain you for the moment. You have some, you know, you feel relevant. You watch sports on films that we're showing. But for the industry question that you're asking me, it's happening. Like, a platform like this is great for our historic theaters. Like, the Roland hopefully is getting pulled more into vision as to see what we have here, these incredible places. Phillipsburg is trying to develop a little bit more. You know, Dead Canary is working with us on an after party, so they're making their own brew for us. You know, yeah. RJ's has given us free apps if you order a drink, if you went to the festival. Who doesn't love that?
Of course.
And then there's, of course, places all around town here in State College that, you know, like Three Dots and Manny's and Happy Valley Live. Has anyone been there yet?
Fantastic.
He's incredible. So he's given us the place for two nights. So come and join us there for after parties. Yeah. So my point is, like, that's, like, he was talking about the music industry. Like, that's what it takes, is to realize that film, we need content and we need crew. And both of those things is right here already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to work that hard. It's just a matter of getting the producers and the directors aware that that's what we have to offer, and that's part of the mission here.
Wow. All right, now for folks who don't know, who are you?
Who am I?
Tell us about you.
These days I don't even know.
Who are you?
So you mean like introduce myself?
Yeah, there you go.
I think at this point you're, you know, dedicated listeners have already heard me every year. This is probably one of my favorite shows to come to and chat with you guys.
Cool.
My name is Pearl. I am a film professor at Penn State at the Belisario College. And actually this year I'm Penn State laureate, so it's literally my job to go around and preach.
I was going to say, what does that mean,
Penn State
laureate?
It actually means, like, go travel to the Commonwealth campuses, which I'm going to do in the spring. And this year I worked really hard to try and get the Commonwealth campuses here. Like, for example, we not only gained a new filmmaker, but a programming intern from the York campus. So he's coming in with a bus. He started a film club out at the York campus, and he's coming in with a bus. So that's what it means. It means, like, go out there, connect with students and faculty in the community around our Commonwealth campuses. So I'll do that in the spring with Best of the Fest films and my storytelling approaches and techniques. But I already started on the high school level because I'm working with Galaxy and CIU 10 with the five counties, or I think maybe six now, that they represent. So I'm their resident artist, I guess. And so we already did one session teaching them storytelling. Skazzy was there, and Mo Valley, Moshannon Valley High School was there, and Clearfield. It was pretty cool. So that's what it means.
Neat. All right.
Yeah.
Pearl, now, I mean, you obviously have a passion. How did you initially, like, what drew you to, I'm assuming it was when you were a kid, because I don't know how you could have this kind of passion and not have it start very, very early.
I don't know. It's a very good question. I ask myself these days especially, what was I thinking? But I know what I was thinking. It's all the stuff I was just talking about. But I just remember the other day that one of my favorite toys, and I have very few memories of childhood. Like, some of us remember everything, and I only remember some images of walking around with the Fisher-Price television set, that plastic one, and I'm not going to tell you from which era, because I'm not going to date myself here. Oh, yeah, you know what I'll tell you. The late 70s. Walking around with that Fisher-Price television set. So at some point, it might be how I was hardwired, but I got into it through storytelling, because the tradition that I come from, which is super ultra-Orthodox Hasidic, which, of course, I'm not Hasidic anymore, but it's deeply entrenched in storytelling. Like, you hear about this, like, you know, peyote traditions, Native American traditions, African traditions. There's so many traditions of oral telling. Like, you're supposed to tell stories to connect with people. We do it all the time over beer or whatever, you know, or even while you're watching your sports shows. But this is literally a tradition of Hasidic storytelling. So I was very drawn to that. And then the next thing you know, I'm like taking pictures. And then the next thing you know, I'm doing a film and I'm asking myself, what was I thinking? So here I am today continuing to do that and also encouraging others to do the same.
Pretty cool. Now let's get the basics.
Sure.
All right. Dates.
Dates.
I want to say places.
Yes.
I'm losing track of places.
No, it's easy.
Here.
It's super easy, actually. It feels overwhelming, which I take as a compliment.
Yeah.
But just know that at any given time during the day, if you have time during festival week, use it to come and watch these films. Some of them have already been submitted to the Oscars by certain countries. So, like, you know, or just, like, be random and experience something. But basically, we have an at-a-glance calendar. It's on our website. It's also in the books, which we're happy to send your way or let you know. Like, Webster's has a bunch. It's all over campus. You can come and find this building. I'm going to leave a stack here. If you find this building, you get a book.
You've earned it.
You've earned it. So basically, it's.
And by the way, bring some bacon, would you?
You should have told me that. You would have smelled me down the hallway, and then you could have found me.
Yeah, we would have come out
exactly.
Right away and helped.
That's what I'm saying. All right, know what to do next year. So basically, it's Sunday is our pre-fest tailgate, which is our Penn State students, and then Monday through Sunday, 10th through 16th. Pretty much from 11:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And on Friday at 10 o'clock, we're actually showing one more movie. And it's kind of like a bit of a horror thriller type film made here in Pennsylvania. It's the world premiere. They're bringing their crew. So come hang out at the UEC late at night on Friday if, you know, put the kids to bed and then get a babysitter, of course, and then come over. Those are the basics. It's here. It's totally and completely free for students. And of course, we never turn anyone away at the door, so just come, watch a movie. And it's at about 7 different venues, and that's all, again, on our website, super easy to find.
Is there anything, obviously, we want you to come and watch as many films as you can. Nobody is going to be able to watch all of them, because some of them are going on at the same time at different locations and all of that. Is there anything that you are especially, it's like, man, I can't believe we got this, or that you're just looking forward to either seeing yourself or maybe seeing the reaction of the audience if you go to
it? Well, we've seen them all already,
okay.
Me and the members of the programming committee. Yes, there's a lot of them for different reasons. Some I'm super excited about because they're Pennsylvania films, some because they're already submitted to the Oscars and I'm thrilled that they're coming. I'm very excited about our visiting guests. Like, I think that's the thing. You go to meet our guests and you see, like, should I be meeting Jack Elhai, who wrote the book and then helped with the screenplay for Nuremberg, because he's coming. And you can ask him questions about that film. So if you're interested in seeing Nuremberg, you may as well come during the festival and meet the writer behind it. So that's the kind of, that is what I encourage people to do. And the award ceremony is going to be amazing. We have Saturday Night Live director over 16 years, Don Roy King, is coming.
Wow.
And Jerry Johnson is coming, who's from Harlem and Survival of the Thickest. She's an incredible actress who was at the School of Theater here. And, yeah, so I think if you're trying to pick maybe two things, pick one movie and come to the awards ceremony, because I think that's where you're going to meet some of these really. And plus, you can really yuck it up on the red carpet. Who doesn't love doing that? Get your red carpet best and come on out. And I will say that if you get on our website, we do have a button called Sports on Screen. I know that's for your audience. And there's this incredible film about Judoku. Is that what it's called? It's like wrestling in Iran. It's so good.
Oh,
and
yes.
It is trending for the Oscars. So you could be the one that said, oh, I went and I saw it. And it's produced and it's directed by the guy that won the short Oscar award a few years ago for his film called Skin. So that film is coming. And there's a running film early in the morning, which is how runners like it.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Called Seconds Away. So, yeah. And then for Veterans Day, I want to invite our veterans out. We're doing two very specific films for Veterans Day. One is Row of Life, about a Marine Paralympian. Brilliant film. And then, of course, Nuremberg as for Veterans Day. And this year we're kicking off the Disability on Screen Award. We've never done that before. And we have like five really incredible films that look at that.
Now, people just show up. They buy tickets. What do you do?
Well, if you want, listen, if you're the kind of person who's like, this sounds really cool, I just want to support, I might come to one or two, but let me buy an all-access pass. Like this, I'm covered and I'm also supporting. That's wonderful. We're not for profit. You can write it off. But truly, you can literally just show up before the film. In most cases, there should be tickets available, especially at the Roland, which has 1,000 seats, and the State Theater, which has like 400. But, UEC, I think you'd be all right to just show up. But if you want, you can reserve online. We work with a platform called Eventive. Don't get too overwhelmed by the technical. If it's too overwhelming, just give up and come, and we'll find you a spot. And that's it. Yeah, just show up. It's the movies. Just show up. Yeah.
Now, I guess when most people think movies, they think about a 2-hour production.
Yeah.
That's not, you don't have 102-hour productions, right?
No, we don't. We also show shorts.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons people like to go to film festivals from the consumer side, because you get to see cool shorts for two reasons. One, they're interesting. And two, because you could say, oh, I saw their short before they got big. because we all start with shorts. Yeah. So in the industry side, filmmakers want to show their shorts because, again, then they can show traction going to festivals all over the world, and then that helps them pitch their feature. So at a festival, typically you watch a short before a feature. So every feature, every, like the two-hour movie you're talking about, hour and a half, two-hour film, has a short right before it that we try to curate, put together, so that it has this sort of interesting collab feel to it. Yeah. And, and some of them are just shorts. Like, you might come to a block, like, especially the college and high school films are only shorts. So you can come and see those.
High school kids.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Movies.
Oh, yeah. We got close to 350 films from all over the world that are high school and college films.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
and we have a high school award and a college award. We have a jury of students who choose those awards. And then we have, of course, an industry jury for the other awards. But, yeah, no, Azerbaijan sent us a film. Mexico, Romania. It's incredible. Croatia.
How'd they find out about you?
I don't know. There's five people coming from Croatia to State College as their trip to America. Let's show them a good time. And they're going to go visit Skazdi. They're high schoolers. Like, a high school filmmaker did a call out to their village in Croatia to help support their trip to a film festival in the United States, and guess which film festival that
Incredible.
Is? Ours. And we're showing it during the college and high school shorts, so come and meet them and show them what we're talking about. Like you said earlier, like, what do we have to offer? That's what we have to offer. There's a village that raised funds to send five people over here from Croatia.
Wow.
How much do I love that? And Skazdi's going to welcome them in the morning, during one of their classes. And it happens to be a class where the other high school filmmaker, when we say we're going international, we mean it. We've got a Pennsylvania Skazdi filmmaker meeting another high school filmmaker from Croatia. And that's what we're talking about.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
That's
all right.
We're doing it. And that's not, you know, that's all the hard work everyone's been putting in. And for all of you who've showed up in the past, we thank you because you're giving us the traction to keep moving forward and come out. And like I said, if you have a couple hours to spare one day through the week, well, then coming fast.
Incredible opportunity.
All right, let's take a break right here. Again, our guest is Pearl Gluck from the Center Film Festival. I just want to talk about movies.
Sure,
let's
do it.
When we come back from this break.
All right.
All right, folks, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to talk movies when we come back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get going with 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Again, we'll have a little open phone time coming up. We're talking films, the Center Film Festival coming up the 10th through the 16th here. And going to be pretty cool. Just saying.
I'm excited.
All right, again, we're joined by Pearl Gluck, who's in charge of this, although somewhere here in the program it has your whole staff. And
it's like a lot of pages.
You could have a football team or something.
That's right.
I mean, how many people are involved with this thing?
It's incredible. Yeah, we call for interns early in mid-August and then early September. The mission of the film festival, we were just talking about it, front-facing, like the films and the people we bring. But the mission is also very true behind the camera, as they say. And so we basically engage interns from different colleges all over Penn State and not only University Park. And they get involved in all aspects of it so they could learn what it takes. And they learn either the business side or the tech side, the hosting people side, so hospitality. A ton of hard work is being done behind the scenes for social media. So they're learning a lot on the job almost. It's really intense for them, sometimes more difficult than they expected. But then there's this rewarding feeling like, okay, I know now what it's going to take if I ever get into this industry. Not just the filmmaking, but like if I just do social media, high-pressure festival, you know, event planning type work. And so it's very exciting. And what I love is they walk away with something. Even if it's just one new friend, we've done our job. And then we have two first-year seminars dedicated to it as well. And those go up to 20 students per class. And literally we just had our last class yesterday, and we celebrated them at Three Dots, and we packed swag bags and made badges. And, you know, and I said to them, I said, again, if you just walk away with the feeling that you never want to do this again, then you've accomplished something. If you walk away with the feeling that you've just, at least you met a new friend, we're good. But if you walk away and you go, oh my goodness, X, Y, or Z is really made for me, amazing. So that's what the experiential learning piece of it is, and that's why there's so many pages. And then we have like these tireless seasonal people that work with us, sometimes volunteer, like I'm a volunteer, but a lot of the people that you see on our team, they're seasonal, and we try and raise funds to be able to make it doable for them to dedicate their time to it. And this year our designer is from Mexico, so I've never actually met her in person, and I sent her pictures from the wall of the Roland where you see this woman. She's been revealed a few years ago under the paint, and they discovered this drawing. I think they call it not a mural, there's another word for it. It's like not a gecko, it's like painted onto the, you know. And so we gave that to her. We showed her the wallpaper, we showed her this plinth that she's standing on, and she just went ahead and reimagined it. And we actually had a student that did a first version of this. Josh Harper is like incredibly talented himself, and he's on our design team. So, you know, there's constant engagement between the professionals and then the students that are working really hard. And in fact, one of our first-year students is now, two of them actually, have been promoted to intern because they're constantly working with us. They get the vision and they're into it. You know, they realize November 17th, chill again. You know what I mean? But until then, we're all in, and they're doing it. Like, it's incredible.
Now, most of the venues either are downtown here or on Penn State campus.
That's right.
But you've got the Roland.
And the UEC.
Okay, the Roland's in Phillipsburg.
That's right.
Now, the UEC is
right here.
That's the one near the Nittany Mall.
That's the
one. So call it the edge of town.
Edge of town.
All right.
So incredibly generous.
I notice you've got a shuttle. You have a free shuttle service from the Roland to State College and back.
All day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we tried our best to time it. I hope we didn't mess that up. We tried our best to time it so that it gets you to the film or gets you home from a film that you've chosen to do.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. We, like I said, it's very mission driven. I want it to be accessible. That's also why we do virtual. So the Commonwealth campuses can watch. Anyone in Pennsylvania, in fact, can watch anything on our virtual film festival from November 10th, and we're extending it to the 21st. So if you missed something and it's playing, just if you're the type of person that wants to be like, I'm going to hit as many of these films as possible, then click on the screening in person button on our website and hit those first, because those are only playing in person.
Okay.
Like, for example, All the Empty Rooms is going to be on Netflix minutes after our festival. There's no way they're letting that on virtual. They're barely giving us a copy to show you in person. You know, Predators, Paramount picked it up. And actually, Patrick Plaisance, who teaches in our college, he wrote a whole chapter on the cat. What is it, To Catch a Predator? Is that the show?
Yeah.
He wrote a whole chapter on it. So he's going to be giving us the talk after the film Predators, which exposes what went on behind the scenes. And that's at the Roland. So you want to come see that, you just get on the shuttle from the, and then you don't have to worry about parking or whatever. And so that's not only in the book, but on our website.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't mentioned the website address.
So easy.
Which is?
Center Like Our County. Yeah. Someone somewhere decided to spell that C-E-R-N-T-R-E.
We got to be different.
Make life interesting. So centerfilm.org.
That's it.
Easy breezy. And if you follow us on Instagram, we're constantly, and Facebook, we're constantly updating you there. You can also sign up for our newsletter. So, you know, yeah, it's a lot, but, you know, you guys have a lot of interests out here, so we have to make sure to hit as many of them as possible. We have Pride on screen. We have Refugees, Migrations, and Immigration. We're celebrating Native American History Month. And like I said, specifically for your listeners, we have a Sports on Screen section and a Sports on Screen jury. Yes, cool. So we give out a sport. Right. I think we might be one of the only film festivals on this earth that gives out a Sports on Screen award.
Oh, no.
Well, seriously? Someone should Google that and call you guys in your call-in show. And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to say one of the only. How about it? Oh. There are sports film festivals. Those don't count. I'm talking about a general film festival that gives a sports on-screen award.
I mean, there's lots of sports-related movies out there.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
And we love those here. So we are, you know, and they're from all over the world, so you get to watch what's, you know. This one, Tatami, which is playing on Friday night, that stayed with me a very long time after I watched it. You know what else did? Mr. Nobody Against Putin. I mean, all these films are incredible.
That was the name of the movie?
It's about, for my teachers out there, it's about a teacher who's supposed to do videoing in their school, like, you know, all his life in Russia. That was his job. He loved storytelling. He was working with his kids. And then Putin started to require certain changes in the curriculum. And during this Ukrainian invasion, during the war, which is still ongoing, unfortunately, and he found himself asking some questions through the camera that was getting himself into big trouble. And that's why it's called Mr. Nobody. He's Mr. Nobody against Putin. And now, of course, obviously, he's not in Russia anymore. I don't know exactly where he is, and maybe we keep it that way. Because this film, which is interesting because he is hilarious. So you're finding yourself laughing and crying at the same time. And what I think is super relevant is all of us have been to school one way or another. Some of us are teachers. All of us care about how we're raising our kids, right, or nieces or nephews if you don't have your own, or just our next generation, let's put it that way. And we're concerned about what's going to happen in this country and how much engagement, you know, like, for example, in 2 days from now, we're showing the librarians, it's asking similar questions, like, what do you mean these books can't be in the library? Like, I don't agree with those books, but they should be there, you know, and this is, I'm saying, so this film, even though it feels like it's happening in Russia, because it is, there's kind of some chilling elements there. So that film stuck with me. And Tatami, the one about the wrestling, the women wrestling. Because first of all, I was raised super religious, and I'm not. This woman is like in her hijab wrestling and so committed. You asked me why I'm so excited about film. This person, like, and it's a fictionalized character, but I know it's based on some real people. Like, people are so committed to wanting to do sports, they make it work. And that's what this film's about, is like how, you know, as an athlete, you're so passionate and you can't let anything get in the way. And the Iranian government is forcing her to lose the game, and she doesn't want to lose the game. They're trying to fix it for their particular reasons. And she doesn't want to because she wants to wrestle. It's incredible. And I think a lot of athletes here can come. And I'm trying to think if people can bring their kids if they're in, you know, on wrestling and judo. Judoku, is that? It's judo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And judo, thank you. Judo, can you tell? I'm not a wrestler.
No idea.
But bring your kid. You know, you could look at the content. From my memory, I don't see an issue with bringing teenagers to that one.
All right. What makes a good movie? You teach film and movies.
Oh, my goodness.
What makes a good movie?
You're
excited
answer.
About all those movies I you am. Just mentioned. What makes a good movie? Is there a formula?
No.
There's no formula.
You're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm only going to give you my opinion.
Fine.
Okay. Authenticity. If I believe I'm not being gimmicked or someone's not trying something to be cool or hip or whatever, if I believe that there's a really deep connection between the filmmaker or slash storyteller and this film, and you'll feel it because then you'll know it's speaking to you, even if it's happening in a whole other part of the country, that to me makes a good movie. So you can laugh, you can cry, you could be thrilled, you could be petrified. Those are all genres. Doesn't matter. Animation, doesn't matter. Experimental. But if it feels like there's at the core a connection to that person's gut and what they've actually been through and why their why is extremely clear to me through watching this film, I won't even have to wonder because I'm already moved. That's why we connect to films, because we've been through something universally similar to what that person's going through, being broken up with, losing someone they love, that kind of stuff.
All right. Does Hallmark make good movies?
Sometimes. It's a little tougher with Hallmark because they're very... I consider Hallmark client-driven work. No offense, Hallmark, and you should still call me if you were intending to hire me, but to make movies for your channel.
What does that mean, client-driven?
It means they're concerned. They need to hit a certain missive. Client-driven work, which is not it's not a negative thing. It's wonderful, and it puts food on our table as artists. We love it. So that by no means am I poo-pooing it. But the why is connected to what you were hired to do versus what you're driven to do. So we were just talking earlier about this woman. She's being asked to throw the match, right? That's client-driven. Whereas if you get there on the mat and you're fighting for your reasons, that's your own work. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So that's my meter is, am I moved? And if I'm moved, why? Now, can I love a film because of the technique that they're used? Absolutely. Can I learn something from films that are more kind of on the gimmicky side or just following the rules of how this sort of film is made? Sure. And sometimes you just, like, I always say, like, I have my candy. Like, the stuff that I'm watching but not watching, like reality shows that are just in the background, or like Let Me Chill, but that doesn't, you ask what makes a compelling film. That's not like something that's going to pull me in so I can't also do other things in the meantime. That's a good film. And that's because it's drawing me in because of its authenticity.
All right. Now I just saw a blurb last night.
Okay.
For, you know, this past weekend. Mm. If you go to, you know, big movie theaters, big movies.
Sure.
All right. The big ones. Apparently they had a terrible weekend.
I heard.
Over the weekend.
I heard it's all so much buzz about that. I don't know why. There are plenty of terrible weekends.
I was going to say, how is the movie business right now?
I'm not, unfortunately for me, I'm not in that game. Though, again, I welcome all invitations to that game. But I do think we are, and that's the other reason this festival is important to me, is I think we're forgetting about the community piece of storytelling. Like, we all have our phones and our gadgets, and we're watching things, and that's good, too. I'm not at all saying don't continue to engage with storytelling on your phones and through TikTok or whatever, but I'm also saying we're forgetting the part where we sit next to someone and we laugh together or we cry together or we're moved together and we're chomping on popcorn together. And then, of course, in the case of festivals, you get to talk to the filmmakers as well. So that's that community aspect and filling a room that's filled with seats and has a history with the pillars and the red carpet and all of that. That's something we should not allow to become extinct. I think that community engagement, that cathartic communal experience, I think we're getting so divided and cruel to each other in ways that I think are informed by our phones, the likes and the dislikes, the doing something without having some kind of, you know, feedback. Like sometimes you find like young people are just looking at you, and I have to keep reminding them, I'm actually live. Like, you can react to me. Like, I'm not on your phone. So I think what's happening is we're getting separated from each other, and it's causing us to become a little more cruel. And I think it's super important for us to connect and see some form of, what's the word I'm looking for? When you do something, there's an effect on another human being. And we can see that when we're in communal spaces together. Because we're human and we all share that one deep desire for dignity and connection. And like, these are kind of deep thoughts in a way, like deep thoughts with Jack Handy here. But my point is, you know, we're forgetting that. And because we're forgetting that, some of us still go to the theater. I say come back. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit there in your, you know, sweats and chill out and eat. But just being there, you know what I'm talking about right now if you're hearing this. Like, there's that nice sense that, good, glad I got out of the house. I'm not alone, even if you're there alone. And I'm in community. It actually used to be my most favorite thing to do when I was cutting school in my high school years. I'd sneak out of my high school and go watch movies. I took a mile and a half walk. Don't tell the Hasidic community I was doing that. Speaking of your passion, you asked me about my passion. I was literally cutting school and going to the movies. Don't do this, children.
Yes, do as I say.
Do as I say, not as I do.
All right, now follow up.
Yeah.
We had a story a couple weeks ago. Somebody somewhere has invented an AI actress named Tilly Norwood.
Well, okay.
Who's young and attractive and so on, and I guess very
talented.
Depends
who you ask, I'm sure, but yes.
But she's not real.
Okay.
And they're trying to sell her to agents. They want to make movies with Tilly Norwood.
Right.
First off, what do you think about that? And second, if I write a really good story, in other words, I write a really good script, okay, and it's full of emotion and action and whatever, and I've got a really spiffy computer here that can turn things into pictures and so on. Why is that a problem?
See, under my earlier answer, right? You asked me what makes a good movie, and I said authenticity. Do I learn something when someone does that? Of course I do. I think if you run away from AI, I think you're going to be in trouble. I think we have to know it's there. I think we have to figure out how to authentically, if that's even possible, engage with it. If you want to make a movie with Tilly, I'm not going to stop you, but you better have a good why, a good reason you're doing this AI thing. We haven't currently accepted films with AI. We don't really have a policy on that yet. We'll deal with that for next year. And I don't think the answer is going to be no. I think the question is, how has it been used? Does it stay true to its storytelling? But I don't know. We're entering a new era. I think these are really, really good questions to ask. I don't exactly have an answer.
Well, the why, money.
Yeah. Well, if the why is money, then we're back to client-driven. Right?
Yeah, okay.
If your why is to make money, we will feel it in the film. If your why is because of what you've been through as a kid, but you also are an entrepreneur who'd like to put food on your table, so you're going to do it in a certain way that gets you into the industry, go for it. But the why hasn't changed, which is that it's your grandmother, or it's something you've been through as a kid and you want to see something on screen you haven't seen yet, or it's because you want to make change. Like, I see you wearing a t-shirt to fight suicide. Like, someone might want to tell that story. That's a why I can get with. You know, but if your why is only to make, of course, we all want to make money because we want to live life here and we want to be able to be viable artists who can support ourselves with our work. So our bottom line isn't necessarily to make money, but we absolutely, let's say this, our bottom line is to make money so we can keep doing our work. Thank you for supporting the arts.
Yes.
Let's get that out there. But the why of telling stories, you asked me what makes a good movie, the why of telling stories has to be authentic. It doesn't mean you can't do a Marvel comic. Like, if you look at Black Panther, Ryan did not get hired because he was making Marvel. He was doing work that was deep in his core. If you look at his early work, and they saw it and they said, that's what we want. Can you do this for Marvel? What do you got? And he said, I have Black Panther. Okay. So, and you can look this up for most, you know, you're only hearing about that 1%, right, of successful filmmakers in Hollywood. I get that. And then there's the 99% of us that are working, whether fabulous or not, but we're working and we're making work. That 1%, even if you look them up, they will have whys, almost all of them. Even when, you know, is it Inuyuritu did Gravity? His reason was because he felt that way as an immigrant in the United States. Now, what does that have to do with Gravity? To most people who watched it, not much, but maybe they felt like their sense of being left out was deeply connected in this outer space story. That was a cool genre and doing really cool things creatively. But the fact that it connected with you has everything to do with the honesty and authenticity of the piece. And so that's my AI speech. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
There you go.
That was a good one.
And so you have a week's worth of authentic
I hope so.
Shows.
I believe so.
Next week.
Yes, even from
just
high schoolers.
Just through.
Come to the movies.
Yeah. There are so many intriguing stories, and that's what's neat about this festival is there may be something that you've never thought of. I'm just reading through. There's a couple of things. I'm like, huh.
Like what?
I really would like to see that.
Which one? Which
more,
one?
More about it. There's a couple of them.
I learn a lot about people when I ask them this question. Which one speaks to you?
The Putin one, yeah. For sure.
That's a must-see.
I was just reading through more on that. There were a couple here. There's one that I want. My wife runs
She
runs the nonprofit that deals with mental health. So the one on the animated.
Is it disabled? A love story?
The animated documentary, which that just in and of itself. Yeah. I'm like, ooh.
And we intentionally program that after our high school master classes because it's good for kids to see too, and it's paired with something called Disposable Humanity.
Yes.
And it's this incredible trip that this filmmaker took to Auschwitz with people who are disabled and other places that are supposed to honor this story of the people who were first used to test gas chambers were people who were disabled. They were seen as disposable, basically. And he was talking about how if you're going to honor that history, why aren't you making it accessible? Couldn't get the wheelchair through the museum. They couldn't. So it's really powerful. It makes us all think about, you know, our own places in our own lives, like where are we keeping in mind accessibility and making sure that all voices can be represented or engaged. It's such a good, those two films together I'm really excited about. I'm glad that spoke to you.
Yeah.
And that's at the Roland.
No, they're
And they're coming, couple. The filmmaker is coming, Cameron Mitchell, really terrific.
Is that right?
Yeah, filmmaker who does work like this because he himself connects with the subject back to authenticity. Yeah.
We got to stop because we got to move on.
They're reading the book, everyone. This is my visual. Wait,
the one I can't find it now. But the one with the prisoner, out of prison, is
well. The first one, so that's so far so good. So far, all good.
Yes.
It was at Tribeca. The one you want to come to that's during the day.
Okay.
And then the one, if you can't make that, there's another one called Free Leonard Peltier, which is our opening night film. We're going to have the Prison Journalism Project there talking to the director. Jesse Shortbull is going to be here, and he was up for an Oscar with his previous film.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, come and see movies. Opening night's going to be amazing.
I think the whole week is going to be amazing.
That's
phenomenal.
All right, we'll mention the website again is centerfilm.org.
Correct.
Everything in this catalog is on the website,
obviously. Every single thing and more because we have updates there.
Yeah, okay.
Just when you thought you saw enough.
This is I'm a history guy. That Nuremberg movie.
Oh, it's not to be missed.
I'm going to have to check my schedule for next Tuesday
night. And you can talk to the writer afterwards.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Well done. And take a deep breath and try to survive next week.
Yeah. You should have me on after.
For sure.
And then
we would
I don't think I'll have anything to say. I'll be exhausted. But I'll just sit here. I'll read while you talk.
How about it? That'll work.
That works. No, well, thanks for finding us and coming in here today.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for all you're doing, too. This really is special for this community. It really is. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll have just a few minutes to talk about, I don't know, movies or something. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Well, that's not what I thought it was going to be. It is Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And, yeah, a couple minutes remaining if you want to chime in on anything. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show today. There is truly something for everybody at the Center Film Festival. Whether or not it works into your schedule may be another matter, but looking through these films, it is truly unbelievable. The wide spectrum of different topics, different angles, different genres that will be covered here during this film festival. And the amount of Pennsylvania talent that will be featured is truly remarkable and very special. So hopefully you get the opportunity to at least check out some of it. And centerfilm.org, it is worth checking out and seeing what may work into your schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, there are, I don't call it full-length movies. I mean, here's a movie that's listed as 1 minute. Pearl, 1 minute? All right, this is a 1 minute movie. A group of people gathered together to observe two passing celestials. I'm not sure what that means, but okay. I'm old school. I like this thing in my hand.
I do, too.
I mean, the website, centerfilm.org, is great.
It is.
If you can find these around town where you can get an actual thing in your hands, here's an 11-minute movie. Here's a 101-minute movie. Here's a 25-minute movie. Here's the high school and college shorts from around the world, which got Pearl mentioned. I mean, just it's incredible, the listing. And these start, where's the schedule? These start at 11:30 in the morning. Do not do what Pearl did when she was young and skip school, all right, to go to the movies, all right?
Well, you know, you find a passion.
Not supposed to be doing
just
that.
Just saying.
But starts next Monday, the 10th. Runs through Sunday the 16th, and next week for the weekdays, they all start at 11:30 in the morning at different locations, and they go, in some cases, rather late into the night. So I've got to find a way to check out some of these. That Nuremberg one sounds very interesting. If you don't have transportation, again, some of these movies are at the Roland over in Phillipsburg. Now, they can hear us over in Phillipsburg. Our signal, our FM signal's in and out, if you will, over there. But they have a free shuttle service from White Building on campus, if you know where that is, to the Roland, and then from the Roland to the White Building. And it's about a half-hour drive. If you don't have a vehicle, they provide a vehicle for you. Now, the shuttle service is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, this is next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend. But they even got the transportation lined up. I mean, this is pretty amazing. So, folks, check this. This is a great resource, and it's right here.
Right here.
So check it out. Worth a look. There you go. Oh, we're out of time.
Yep, we are. Folks, we hope you have an absolutely terrific Tuesday, and we will have a wonderful Wednesday edition of Let's Talk for you tomorrow. But get out and enjoy the sunshine, would you?
And go vote.
And go vote.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.